This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, we take you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Glad you could be with us on this beautiful Monday, President's Day, here in South Florida. The weather's been great as well. Thanks so much in our last segment to Cameron Priester for talking a little FAU football. Now we turn our attention right here to Coral Gables, University of Miami. A lot going on every single day, something from the portal. Something with new coaches, and certainly spring practice right around the block. Azubi Charles from Cane Sport Magazine is always on point, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Azubi, thanks so much for taking the time. As you and I talked last time, no rest for the weary for you guys, that's for sure.
Yeah, ball's always rolling down there, like you mentioned, with Mario Cristobal and those guys always trying to add to that roster, whether that be coaches and players like you just mentioned. So, ball's always rolling in the spring around the corner, less than 2 weeks away. It's going to get, you know, really exciting down there at Coral Gables for sure.
New coaching changes. Obviously we kind of saw it on defense after last year's kind of debacle on the defensive side of the ball. New coordinator, couple of new coaches. Let's address the defensive side and talk about what we've heard and what we've seen so far from some of the new coaches on staff.
Yeah, I think the two biggest additions on that staff, you know, or the most recent additions are Zach Etheridge and, you know, Will Harris, obviously coming over from Florida. That's, you know, a program Miami battles a lot of recruits for. And, you know, Will Harris played a vital role in, you know, the Gators landing guys like Ben Hanks, Dallas Wilson, you know, Drake Stubbs, guys that were super, super high in Miami's 2025 recruiting cycle. So landing a guy like that is absolutely massive for the Canes. And like you mentioned, that whole entire staff kind of getting, you know, redone, and obviously in the trenches too, bringing in Damian Lewis, a former Can, who I feel like was a great hire by Mario Cristobal and those guys. And then, you know, Coach Heatherman coming over from Minnesota, a guy that says he wants his guys to play simple and fast. And, you know, hopefully that can be the change that Miami needs on the defensive side of the ball, because we did see those struggles last year for sure.
Yeah. Personnel-wise, though, too, a lot of news made in the offseason, especially, you know, with the defensive secondary, Xavier Lucas, somebody who they literally had a fight for, comes over. Ethan O'Connor, who's somebody that a lot of people had looked at as one of these transfers that's going to make a huge difference and impact. Emmanuel Carnley, somebody who a lot of people have talked about. You know, a kid has a lot of experience as well. And then you look at Charles Brantley and Zachariah Poyser, two guys that are going to really, really lift up the secondary. Brantley out of Venice, somebody I had an opportunity to watch before he went on to Michigan State. And Zachariah Poyser, who kind of knows what Miami's expecting, having played, from one of the new coaches. Talk about the additions just to the secondary, because we know that was a really glaring spot last year.
Yeah, absolutely massive. You mentioned, you know, Zachariah Poyser playing under Coach Jefferson, who kind of makes his way back to Miami after spending some time at Jacksonville State. But Miami brought in a ton of guys, like you just, you know, listed off those transfers. And one thing that I love about those guys, a lot of them have multiple years of eligibility left. And a lot of those guys are making big-time plays at their program. Zachariah Porter was a freshman All-American before Charles Brentley got banged up. He was a really good defensive back from Michigan State. We all know about Xavier Lucas, Ethan O'Connor, Washington State, just a lot of guys with a lot of experience. And I feel like they saw that problem that it needed to be addressed, and Mario Cristobal went out and I think got the best defensive back on the transfer portal. And then you know, add on top of that 2025 high school recruiting class, a ton of defensive backs are coming into Miami, and I do not, you know, see that defensive backfield looking as bad as it did last year.
Yeah. Are we going to get a chance maybe to see a lot of Zaquan Patterson in the spring?
Yeah, I'm going to be super excited to see those position battles because obviously, you know, cornerback, there's a lot of guys there, but I feel like Zaquan has that chance to step up and be that guy at safety back there. So really, really excited to see those guys battle it out and kind of who comes out on top. Obviously, you have, you know, a guy like Damari Brown as well going to be fighting for a position, and obviously O.J. Frederick, so a ton of talent in that secondary room. And Miami's going to have to figure out which guys they want to roll with in the spring and in the fall as well too.
No doubt. Zuby Charles joins us from canesport.com. And on offense, you know, a lot of those new faces, I heard some really good things about Brock Schott already, who came in early and is looking every bit as good as one of those Midwestern tight ends. You know, a kid that comes from a smaller area in Indiana, but that seems not to make a difference. Who else has got, you know, come in a little bit early and that you've heard kind of look good during workouts?
Yeah, I'm hearing great things about Joshua Moore, obviously a local guy that, you know, Miami flipped from Florida, big-time receiver, 6'4", around 210 pounds. And, you know, I spoke with some people down there, called him an absolute freak, and believe he has a chance, you know, to come in and make an immediate impact. Obviously, we know the need that Miami, you know, has at wide receiver after losing, you know, their top six pass catchers from last year. So Joshua Moore is a freshman that I'm hearing absolutely great things about, you know, during workouts. Obviously, can't say too much because, you know, they're not in pads, they're not running plays, things like that. But from the working out perspective, Joshua Moore is getting, you know, great reviews from everybody down there.
You know, you talk about spring, and last year we had a really, really good dose of Cam Ward during the spring. So everybody got a chance to see, hey, you know what, this kid's pretty special, due for 400-something yards in the spring game. But Carson Beck won't take a snap until August 31st. What do we got? Is there a real good battle for the number two spot between, obviously, Luke Nickel, who you and I have seen the last couple of years, and Emery Williams, and whoever else may be down there vying? The quarterback battle is going to be pretty interesting this spring, but do you think the fact that Carson Beck is not there from day one is going to kind of set this team aback, or do you think it doesn't really matter because he knows the ropes?
Yeah, I do think it would be great to have him, you know, in spring, you know, learning with these guys. But I feel like with a quarterback of the caliber of Carson Beck, obviously played big-time football at Georgia, he's not going to go in there with wide eyes, you know, on August 31st when Notre Dame comes in. He's a quarterback that's, you know, played against the best of the best, you know, in the country, you know, won a national championship. So he's not going to be a guy that, like I said, we're going to come in wide-eyed and fritz. So I do think in the spring, seeing that, you know, quarterback two battles could be very interesting. Like you mentioned, Luke Nickel, Emmy Wilson, and even Judd Anderson. So
yeah.
Don't think, you know, Carson Beck not playing this spring is going to be absolutely massive, but it would have been nice to, you know, have him, you know, throw into the wide receivers and, you know, different things like that for sure.
Yeah, no, I know, and especially this spring, anytime you change a bunch of coaches, especially a coordinator, there's going to be a lot of learning it's going to be interesting. I know last year, you know, was interesting with some new faces around as well. I'm excited this year, to tell you the truth, Zuby, to see Elijah Lofton. I think this kid has the opportunity, and I know you agree. To be one of the best in the country. I mean, he's as versatile. Last year during the spring, when they were down some running backs, he took the reins there, went over 100 yards in a scrimmage. What do you like about him that could help? Because this is a guy, especially with the loss of a really good tight end, that could step in and maybe take the lead.
Yeah, I just love, like you mentioned, his versatility, the ability to play him in several different positions, and him having a strong impact, you know, to each of those positions. Even in the bowl game, we saw him take that fake punt for, I think, close to 30 yards. In one of the games, he took a squib kick, almost returned it for a touchdown. He's just a kid that you place anywhere on the field, he's going to make plays, special teams offense, in the backfield, H-back, inline tight end. He's just a guy that makes a lot of plays. And he came in, you know, Coral Gables from a big-time program like Bishop Gorman, ready to work, and it showed. And I'm really excited to see how Miami really uses him in that offense and, you know, puts him in different places to make big-time plays for the Canes in 2025.
No doubt. Before he lets you go, schedule's competitive. I mean, it's weird having the last two games on the road and places like Pitt and, you know, Dallas, and also go to Virginia Tech and also go to Tallahassee. And then the home games are attractive, but you have two bye weeks. What do you like about the schedule?
Yeah, I like you mentioned, the home games. A lot of big-time teams coming down to Coral Gables. Obviously, you started off with a massive one against Notre Dame. We all know the history behind that. And then you get in the Gators, you know, in Hard Rock after, you know, beating those guys up in their home last year. So super excited to see all these home games. Like you mentioned, there's always those tricky ACC games at the end of the year. And we saw how Miami kind of, you know, fell this past season with those games at Syracuse and Georgia Tech. So really interesting to see if they can start off strong and finish strong, because that has been, you know, the thing that's kind of hindered Miami, obviously, in 2017, 10-0, you know, and then kind of fall off at the end. Hopefully this team is built to last throughout the season. And I do think they have that depth this year to do just that, too.
Good stuff. Zuby, let everybody know how they can follow you, your social media, also the website. You guys have a great podcast as well.
Yeah, so everything at Cane Sport, Twitter, X, Instagram, TikTok, if you're on that as well. And then my personal Twitter, at Zuby Charles, I-Z-U-B-E-E Charles on Twitter. And we'll post all our articles there, so make sure to, you know, check those out if you haven't already.
Good stuff. You'll be on the road a little bit, going to Atlanta to check out some high-level 7-on-7. Definitely plug back in with you in a couple of weeks. I appreciate you, man.
Thank you for having me, Boo.
Good stuff. Zuby Charles wraps up hour number one. Please don't go away. Our second hour is going to be fire.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.